It's Tuesday, the 2nd of April, 2024. Welcome to the Fast 5 Business News by Fear and Greed, where we give you the top 5 business stories you need to know in just 5 minutes. I'm Michael Thompson, and good morning, Sean Aylmer.
Good morning, Michael.
Sean, 5 stories in 5 minutes. Let's get going. Story number one's a big one. With the first quarter of 2024 over, tech stocks have led the S&P ASX 200 higher, jumping with the Information Technology Index up nearly 25% so far this year.
Sure is. Reflecting Wall Street, the local tech companies have easily been the outperformers in what has been a very strong start to the year. Leader WiseTech Global is up 23%, Xero's jumped 18%, Data Center Group NextDC has risen 29%. Now, circuit board designer Altium's up a massive 40%, but it also has a takeover offer on the table. The real estate companies have also done well on the back of expectations of lower interest rates. Property is a heavily indebted sector, so lower rates is good news. Among the REITs, industrial property giant Goodman is a leader. Its share price is up 35% this year. Westfield Shopping Mall owner Scentre Group's up 13%. The other two sectors that have done pretty well, consumer discretionary and the banks. Of the former, Wesfarmers is the big part. It's up 19%. JB Hi-Fi has done well. So too Harvey Norman. Of the big banks, Westpac and ANZ are up 13%. National Australia Bank 12% this year. Flip it over. The laggards this year, the material sector with the big miners leading the way down. BHP's off 12%. Fortescue Metals 13%. Rio's 11%. James Hardie's also in this group. That's the exception to the rule. It's up 9%. Most of the other sectors, think industrials, healthcare, energies, utilities, consumer staples, telcos, pretty flat.
Now, Sean, the market closed on the last trading day at a record high of 7,897 points. That means the S&P ASX 200 is up about 4% this year. What's the reason for the rise? Is it all about kind of interest rate expectations, where we think it's going to go?
It is, except for the two outliners, the tech stocks and the miners. In the case of the tech stocks, the AI boom and the strong run of tech companies on Wall Street like Nvidia have really helped the locals. For the miners, more about the fate of China and commodity prices. That's generally been bad news all around. Otherwise, it's pretty much been about interest rates, Michael.
Okay, now on to story number two. Gold prices hit a new high over the past 24 hours, trading just shy of $2,260 an ounce.
Yes, that's right, Michael. That's after the Fed's preferred gauge of underlying inflation was just a bit lower than expected. Now, gold's up 14% since the middle of February. We've got the prospect of lower interest rates. We've got tension in the Middle East and the Ukraine and a bunch of central banks, particularly China, buying the stuff. Iron ore, however, sunk to its lowest level in 10 months, falling below $100 a ton yesterday. Oil, well, prices are up there. There's a big meeting this week among the OPEC Plus players. I must say, Michael, petrol's not too expensive at the moment, or relatively speaking, but I dare say with oil at this price, it's going to go up.
I would suspect so. Now, story number three, house prices hit a record in March with prices across the country now 7% higher than they were 12 months ago.
All capital cities except Hobart saw prices rise last month with the strongest performances in Perth, Canberra and Brisbane. Over the past year, Perth has led the way with prices up 19% according to the PropTrack Home Price Index. And during the March quarter, Perth prices grew as fast as they've done since 2010. Both Adelaide and Brisbane are up around 13% over the past 12 months amongst the other capital cities. Sydney's up 8%, Melbourne 2%, Hobart's down 2% and Darwin's flat.
Treasury Wine Estates, this is story number four, will lift the prices of its top-tier Penfolds products, including Grange, as export demand rises on the back of Beijing lifting restrictions on wine from Australia.
Treasury is expected to start shipping wine to China today, having been effectively banned since late 2020. According to the Financial Review, Australian wine sellers received orders from Chinese buyers just hours after Beijing lifted tariffs on Australian wine last Friday. Treasury Wines wasn't commenting on the price rises, but they will be on Penfolds Bins 389407, St. Henri and Grange labels. But Treasury did say that demand exceeds supply globally. The Penfolds brand is still prominent in China, with the company opting to keep 120 staff in the country, even after those big tariffs from Beijing.
Okay, last one. Story number five. Australia's big banks have been lifting their credit card interest rates despite rising expectations of official rate cuts by the Reserve Bank later this year.
A new analysis of the big four banks by comparison website mozo.com.au has found that both low rate and high interest reward cards have gone up since late last year. In June, Westpac will join the other three majors, Commonwealth Bank, NAB and ANZ, with a rewards credit card rate of 20.99%, according to a report in The Australian. Rate increases across the cards have climbed between 0.5 percentage points and 1.25 percentage points since September last year, and the banks have also been making their rewards programs less valuable. Part of the challenge for the banks is that the buy now, pay later systems made credit cards less desirable. In fact, balances are actually down. Over the past 10 years, banks need to recoup lost income on credit cards via higher rates and fees. The lowest credit card on the Mozo database is 7.49%, reasonable. The highest, 27.49%. Median rate is 19%.
That's 27%. That is extraordinary.
That is criminal.
Just ridiculous. There we go. The top five business stories in 5 minutes. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Michael.
It's Tuesday, the 2nd of April, 2024. Remember to hit follow on the podcast. And if 5 minutes isn't enough, you can find our longer daily show called Fear and Greed, wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Michael Thompson, and that was the Fast 5 Business News by Fear and Greed. Have a great day.